So how about the 11 others? Was gern chef Schweizer? Kann ich wohl da mit Rezept so wie so weg, wo ich geht jetzt Basg. So the base. Bei muss ich nach der Korag Leo, mein Akku von Milo Treife. Mein Akku von Milo Treife. So war er, okay, Rebschi, bei meiner Los. Die Oma, ich heilo, ich lich weiß, will ich jes. So, Rebschi, bei meiner Los, also says, that even if it behem, you cut off the upper half of the leg above the knee, so it's still possible to cauterize it, and the behemoth should live. To live. So the Gemara asked again. Liman ko'omar li, tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel. Tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel, trei v'chayes v'irle. Trei v'chayes v'irle. In other words, what does Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar say? Shimon ben Elozar says, because so far, according to Rashi's pshat, the Gemara did not, because the Gemara did not cite the whole lotion of Rav Shimon ben Elozar. What did the Gemara cite of Rav Shimon ben Elozar? That Yechilu Lich Vizlichis. The truth is, Alev Nemes, that Rav Shimon ben Elozar says that Ebehim Oshenech Tchorag Leo Menarko Velemailo is not a trait. Because Yechilu Lich Vizlichis, you can cauterize that spot where the upper half of the leg above the knee was removed, and it will be able to live. It will be able to live. So, in other words, when you cauterize it, so you prevent an infection. So, memele, it will be able to live. So, Reb Shimon ben Elozar really says that it's not a treifa because yechil lich v'zlichis. But the Gemara did not mention that part of Reb Shimon ben Elozar's halacha, that it's not a treife. All that the Gemara mentioned so far is Yechilu Lich Vizlichis. So the Gemara asks, that does not necessarily mean that it cannot be a treife, because we are dealing with Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel happens to hold that every treife is chayim. So Nikva Arei is also chayim. Nikva Arei is also chayim. Nikva Leil Bishalole is also chayim. Still, it is a treifa. So he couldn't say it's a treifa because it cannot live. It can live and still it's a treifa. So it's a treifa because there's the halacha l'meshim Sinai. So memele, beimo shenech tocha adleo min ha'akuvo, two Reb Shimon ben Elozar says you can cauterize it and to live. So what? Every treifa can live and still it's a treifa. So maybe beimo shenech tocha adleo min ha'akuvo l'mailo is also a treifa. So the Gemara says, the man come on, tanu Rabbi Shmuel, tanu Rabbi Shmuel, treifa chayis v'ralei. So every treifa can live and still it's a treifa. So maybe behemosh nechtuch ha'aglom la'akubu le'mailu is also a treifa, even though you can cauterize it. Elo sovelek Reb Shimon ben Elozar. Doma k'sheirei. Because now the Gemara mentions the whole lotion of Reb Shimon ben Elozar. That Reb Shimon ben Elozar says that it's not a treifa. So mele, Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, who mentions only 18, the question is, Rike Paskia, so right now we're discussing the base. So, no, according to Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, he agrees with Reb Shimon ben Elozar. So in other words, so Peimo Shneach Tuch Raglom, Nakub Lomailu is not the tree. Oh, then, but there is the Samech. Vuhike Chisorim Bishetre. Ditna, now let's see the Rashi. Vishleime Ritane Didon. Da gab tonel nit khes mit kom tonel mione vi kom tonel tane u de loitane as im ze a klau il mit tonel rabbi shmoel de tonel mione kash vo yi ke baz ge asimenu u mishnu preise im vem shnach ragle o vi fel bim am kash o kam khisor im bishetre be oles so that was de machleke is really li gabi to masmes de machleke is gabi to masmes because Etzem Kiseiro is mitame b'magi u'b'mas, but in order to be mitame b'eil, so then you have to have the substantial part of the mess. So the question is, kamos, how much, what kind of chisom has to take place in the spine of the mess? How many vertebrae are to be taken out, are to be missing in the spine, in order that the remainder of the spine will not be mitame beyal and only be mitame bimag. Only mitame mag. So come with some bishet rebolis, glude befirkin, vichinchavuso, vishef schmeize, sheva trefe, shemonamo amerim, vulinishna nishna, vimukbolis merabon, hachinim koru, hachinim koru aglaim, vishalifnim koru yodai. In other words, you see, the forelegs are called yodayim in a behemo, and the hind legs are called raglayim. So when it's a treifo, it's only in the hind legs, not in the forelegs. So v'shalifnim koru yodayim akubo mikayim chibur hashoit v'ayerech shemifakin eiso dezeni akub. Mishom, Bishaz of Shotter, Shimelozo, Miss, the Tonolo, Hochep, she was a marcher, the Shehil Lichis, Wakanokas with the Milton, the Katashtrip, she was a marcher, Ubahinla, Kabihil with Lichis, Kashi, Tafroh, the name of that trivially Polycrap Shimen, Dumanko, Miss Vinatan from Shmuel, the Tonomione, view Trivial Highest Virale, the Komarubina Hayash or Seychal, the call it Trivial Hayo, Lohapoi, Sovoli Krapshin of Maksheroi, Giniktone, also, Rapshimelozo, Marshir. So you more now ask the Kashi. Visule voi kerison bishetre. All right, so the base is not treif according to Rabbi Shmuel. Kishmuel. But how about the summer? Chison bishetre. Kamo, the tan kamo chison bishetre. Bishama yemrim shtei cholies. When does it cease being having a din of the bulk of the shetre only if two vertebrae are missing? But if only one vertebrae is missing, so then, it's considered like a full shetre. Mimele, a full shetre is mitame not only bimagi memase, it's mitame also beheya. Ubisil emrim chuliachas. That as long as one vertebrae is missing, so it does not have a din of a full shetre, so it cannot be mitame beheya. Now let's see the Rashi. Kamo, oh, vom rav yudo mashmuel v'chin litrei, if only one vertebrae is missing, it's considered like a shetra shleim. And according to Misilel, it's still considered shetra shleim, only if two vertebrae are missing. And according to Misilel, if a whole vertebrae is missing, only one, so it's not a shetra shleim. So he said, what says b'chim l'treifo? L'bishamay l'av treifo, b'potza m'shtei chulies, u'l'bisilel b'chuliachas m'treife. So in other words, even though that machleg between b'sham b'sila is mentioned in connection to Maseya, so there it's not a question of treife. But since according to b'shamay, the chisom of one vertebrae does not negate the character of Ishetre from it, Voraye. Even though the aloch is that only Ishetre Shleimo, only Ishetre Shleimo is mitame beya. So, and this is not actually Shleimo, because one vertebrae is missing. But in view of the fact that not two vertebrae are missing, so it's considered as Ishetre Shleimo, so maybe it's not a tree, after all. He has a full spine. But according to Bisila, that if one vertebrae is missing, it's already an incomplete shetre. So mimele, if one vertebrae is missing in his spine, in the behemoth's spine, so mimele it's a tre. V'chein litreif, v'lubisham alav etreif en potza mishtei chulies, v'lubisila v'chuliachas mitreve. So why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel mention 19 instead of 18? So the Gemara says, Hemses of Exacases, Vitochoshi, Lobitarte, Hashvino Mechod, Ofik Chode Vayochode. How do you get 18? By counting up all the treifes listed in the Mishnah, you get 18. But only if you count a neck, Nikav Hemses as 1, and Nikav Exacases as 2. In other words, the third stomach in the Behemoth is Nikav as 1, and the second stomach in the Behemoth is Nikav as 2. But when Rabbi Shmuel considers a nekev in the hemses and a nekev in Beis HaKeses as one, because it's for the same reason. This is his stomach and that is his stomach. All right. Avik Chode, Vayu Chode. So we have 18 together with Chison Chuli. Now the Gemara asks the Kashi, Voyike Glude, but then there is still a 19 Treiv. Glude. In other words, if the height of the behemoth was taken off from the whole behemoth, Sovel Rav Meir de Marsh. So Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rav Meir that Gludo is not a treif. He's not a treif. Voyike chuse. In other words, if the long was shriveled and hardened, so then it's a treif. So the Gemara says, More manko tonolo Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yud. Because it's mentioned here among the treifes. So it's mentioned Nikvamo. We get a cheshbon of 18 by counting up all the treifes listed in the Mishnah. One of the treifes listed in the Mishnah is Nikvo in Nikvamo. And there is a machlekes anoyim on that treife, whether Nikvamo is treife or not, if the gallbladder was punctured, whether the treife or not. Who is the one who says that Nikva Amor is Treifer, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude? So Rabbi Shmuel, who mentions the number 18, but he doesn't list the 18. So Mele, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude. And according to him, Nikva Amor is not a Treifer. So Mele, there is one in order to adapt to 18. So the Chuso replaces the Nikva Moro, so we have to 18. Moro man kotor Rabbi Yisrael Yudi, Afik Moro Bayo Chavus. Alright. So we dispose of the Basga, the four treifes of the Basga. So in other words, Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Shimon Elozo. So then the Samech, so it's the Samech is mentioned because Nikav Hemses and Nikav Isakeses is considered as one. And Gludo, he holds Rabbi Shmuel is not Reife, and Chuso is counted, but instead Nikvamor is taken out. But Vehikeshev Shmaitz. So in other words, there are seven more cases of Treife. Vehikeshev Shmaitz. The Omar of Masne. Hai buke de atme, di shof mi duch de treifo. Buke de atme, kulias hayerech. That's the pelvic bone. If the pelvic bone was removed, was dislodged and removed from its socket. Buke de atme, kulias hayerech. That's the pelvic bone. Di shof mi duch de shekofatz mkeime. Chur o shebeetze ma yeshu tochu bei from its socket. It was dislodged and removed. Will come and beside me, vihudi ikal nive. Only if the ligaments in that area deteriorated, were torn. So then, in other words, if you have both factors, first of all, the ligaments in that area were torn, and the pelvic bone was dislodged from its socket, so then it's straight. So it's like, that's one of the seven halachas. So, v'yikeshev shmaitz, the Rav Masnai v'kedat, v'dishof niduch, the treif, that's one of the seven halachas. V'yomar rochish v'apopem, shmid rav, look, so v'chul yachas treif. Now, it's a remarkable thing, that nitlo akloyes, if a kidney was removed, so it's not, the behemoth is not a treif. The behemoth is not a treif. And not only if one kidney was removed, even if both kidneys were removed. I mean, we know that any person who had both kidneys removed, so cannot live. With one kidney removed, so there are many people, I mean, who are in good shape, I mean, who had one kidney removed. But both kidneys, so they cannot live. They cannot live. But still, the halacha is that nitlo akloye is kosher. So nitlak lo yisik sheol. Now, couldn't we mention a raya? Now, we raise the question that this aloche, that according to Mandoma, who says treif in a chayo, is it just an accidental fact or it's an essential fact? Couldn't we mention a raya that it's just an accidental fact? because Eve is an essential fact, and Eve, the Ein Chayah, is the basis of the Satreife. So how could the Halacha declare that Nitla Akloyes is Sheira? I mean, we know that a person, even a human being, couldn't live without without any kidney. Certainly a behemoth couldn't live without kidneys. Without kidneys, so and still it's Sheira. So if we say the Shem Treifo does not depend upon the ability or the inability to live to survive, so we understand. But if we say that it's based upon the Inachayo, so the question is, so why is Nitlo Hakloyes Sheira? So that could only be a raya that there is no halacha, that there is no halacha, that any makom that the behemoth has, on account of which it is destined to die, not to survive, makes the behemoth treifa. Because if the halacha had been that way, so then the halacha should say, nitlo akloyes treifa, because nitlo akloyes, removal of both kidneys, is certainly a condition that disables the behemoth to survive. To survive, I mean, couldn't live for Yedvei Schedesh without any kidneys. So it's a raya that there is no halacha that any makom that disables the behemoth from surviving makes it a treifa. But we still could say that true, all the treifas, I mean, that goes without saying, the treifas are based upon halacha l'mishum Sinai. So what is a treifa? Only that kind of a mako. I mean, only those makos that the halacha l'mishum Sinai declares is a treifa. But maybe true that the fact that it has a mako, chili, that disables the behemoth to live, doesn't make it a treifa in itself. But the halacha l'mishum Sinai itself is based upon the inability to live. So in other words, first of all, there are two prerequisites. First of all, it must be Ein Chayah. And then, but Ein Chayah by itself is not enough. In addition, it must be mentioned in Halacha L'mishum Sinai. So maybe we could say, Nikva Amoro is a treifa because it cannot live, and that is mentioned in Halacha L'mishum Sinai. Nitla Akloyes cannot live either, but it was not mentioned in Halacha L'mishum Sinai. So in other words, from that we can only mention a raya that the fact that it's Ein Chayah by itself, without being included in the Halacha L'mishum Sinai, does not give it a Shem Treifa. But maybe the Halacha L'mishum Sinai itself is based upon the Ein Chayah. So that's no raya from that. All right. Now, so the first halacha of the Shef Shmaitze is, the first halacha of the Shef Shmaitze is Buked Atme, the Shof Miduch. The second halacha is, Vom Arochish Vapop Mishmeid Rav, Lokse Bichuliach Astreif, Lokse Bichuliach Astreif. In other words, Nitla Kloye is the kidneys were removed, is not a treif. But if the kidney was hit, was damaged, a damaged kidney is a treif. In other words, removal of the kidneys, no kidneys at all, is not a treif. I mean, al pi asvore, you can't understand it, but it's halacha l'mishum Sinai, you see. So a damaged, so nitlo akloyes is not a treif, but a damaged kidney, if the kidney is there, it was not taken out, but it's damaged, then it is a treif. Then it is a treif. All right. So that's the second halacha of Shef Shmaitze. Utnan nitvatchut sheiro, that if the spleen was removed completely, so it's not treifa. V'yomar Rav Aviram Shmid Rov Eloi Shonol Nital, Avol Nikav Treifa, but if the spleen was punctured, it is a treifa. There's the third halacha of the Shef Shmaitze. Then the fourth halacha. V'yomar Rav Achonim HaShmuel Simonim Shnidal Tul Berubon Treifa. So there is a machlekes rishenim. What does it mean? Simonim Shnidal Tul Berubon Treifa. According to some rishenim, it means that the simonim, the organs, the veichet, and the kone were detached from the source according to the Rach, it means not that they were detached from their source, but they were detached from each other. I think it was mentioned when you learned the Cheshchiti. So that they were detached from each other. So it's treifet as the fourth halacha l'sheshmaitz. V'yomer Rav Abba Barav Shile, Omer Rav Masa, Mar Shmuel, Nekra Tzalami, Koro Treifet. That if it was detached, the rib was detached from its whole strength, V'gulgeil Heshener B'sobirubo, if the skull was shattered in the major portion of it, so it's treif. So that's the thing. One second. Now, look at the Atom Nishof Miduch, there is one. Then, Loksa Bechuli is two. And Nikav Hatchu is three. Simonim Shindalvo Berubon is four. Nekatzalom Ikoro is five. Gulgil Shinerbus of Berubon is six. Bosar Achid Besrif Akeres Berube is seven. All right. Gulgil Shinerbus of Berubon, Bosar Achid Besrif Akeres Berube is three for. So Nikuver, so the more you use the teretz, Nikuver Tamni Yahweh. In other words, you have eight kinds of Nikuver. So Rabbi Shmuel, when he mentions the number 18, he considers all the Nikuvers, whether it's in the Meach or in the Leiv or in the Reye, all the Nikuvers. So I consider this one. So Mele, so you have one, and then you have the seven of the Shef Shmaitze. So you already have eight. So Shef, you take out seven and you put in, so you replace it with seven. So then you have the number 18. So you more as a kashi yochem psuken ame treyave. Chashmino lebechad, because in the list of the treyfes we have two psukes. So mele is just as you count all the nikubes as one, so all the two psukes should be counted as one. So you only have 17. So how does Rabbi Shmuel get a number 18? Botzalah yichob suk namet chaya v'chashvin v'chad botzalah chode. Ve'yidr al avira mishmei d'rove namo nikuvei. Namo nikuvei. Elo hanach tarte de'afkes loite. In other words, these two, elo hanach de'afkes, behimo shenech techo ragleo, ve'agludo seimach namet. So in other words, so what's the Gemara's kashe? Yochet psuke name treya vechashvina mechad botza mechode veidi rabavira mishmedirove name nikuvoi. So in other words, two more are missing. So we only have, according to Rabbi Shmuel, 16, not 18. So the Gemara says, Hanach Tate, at first the Gemara said that the Tanya of the Mishnah, that the Tony of Rabbi Shmuel, not Tanya of the Mishnah, Tony of Rabbi Shmuel, agrees with, on one hand he agrees with Rabbi Shimon Elozor, that the Mishnah Kraglim Rakul Mailo is not treya. And on the other hand, he agrees with Reb Meir that Gludo is not Reve. So not Reve. So now the Gemara says no. In other words, we say that Tony of Rabbi Shmuel counts all the Nikuvos as one, and he counts all the Psukos as one. So then you have the Kashe. So we have 16, we don't have 18. So in Echname, we have 18. That the Gemara is now chaser from what the Gemara said. That only Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor and he agrees with Rabbi Meir. So Elahanach Tarte Davke Loitebuk. Beim Shnei Tzraglel Vagli Loitebuk. Kid Rabbonon Svirol Leitanu Rabbi Shmuel. Vichoshim Nikuvo Vehard Ravir Bichat Utrei Psuko Bichat Umishkach Leshapir. So we have. So together with the Shef Shmaitze we have exactly 18. Vichol Anach Treves Dimonino Lekamon. Bireye, ken choliv diune, vidam ilet bisrael, biyese, viotum bireye, kulo bichlal, reye shenikvo shechoschonim. So that's Rashi Sikashi, but we have many more than 80. Many more than 80. As a matter of fact, the Rambam has a list of 70 traits. But it's a matter of classification, it's arbitrary. So Rashi Sikashi is, we have more than 18. We have choliv diune, in other words, the loans, there's several loans. Say, lobes. So suppose, I mean, they switched around. You know, when the larger lobe is in the place or is situated in the place of the smaller lobe. So I mean, or where the lobe on the right switched around with the lobe on the left. So it's also treife. So and if there is a change of color in the lungs, so it's also treife. So I have many more than 18. So Rashi gives the same kind of teretz the Tesvis gave. Why Tesvis says the Kashi and the Omed Aleph? Why doesn't it mention Sirches? So Tesvis said that since Sirches are treife because it's destined to become Nekev, so they are included in the Kuvah. So Rashi gives a similar teretz. The Chol Achtreife is Manila Kam Bereik in Choluf. When they switched around, when the Unes switched around, where the change of color, with Amil Pso, so it will be a say. In other words, if it looks, if the Reye looks like an egg, or flesh, the autumn Reye, Kulo Bichlal Reye Shenikvo Ishachosroni. Cholif, if they switched around, Hainach Choschomi Mokim Shiruli Isha. Vahana Chazuse, and the Chazuse, a certain Mare, Lakusenin. So you see, Rashi, I mentioned before, there is a machlik between Rashi and Tesvis as to why Sirche makes the baby treife. Rashi says, because that's a raya that it already became nikav. Tesvis says, because it's safe in okay. But, so the machlik between Rashi and Tesvis is in regard to Sirches, but in regard to a change of color of mare, so Rashi agrees that it's on the basis that it's safe in okay. All right. So there are four categories of treves. You see, there are four categories of treves. So in other words, it's a question of classification. So, if you want to classify it into broad categories, so you only have eight. If you want to classify it into particular treifes, not just categories, but every organ, every organ separately, so then, Rabbi Shmuel has a list of 18, and he doesn't say list every organ separately. But if you're not going to classify it into such broad categories, so then you have a list of 18. And if you want to spell out in detail each specific case of treife, and to count each treife that is different from another case of treife separately, so then the Rambam has a list of 70 treifes. But in order to have a list, this is an exhaustive list, and only if you list each different case separately. So in other words, each case of a rei, of a treifin rei, whether it's this irche, that irche, whether it's this mare, that mare, if it is listed separately, in other words, if you want to classify it into a very full list, an exhaustive list, and to list each separate case separately, then you have 7. So the Rambam has it. But that's a matter of classification. So Omar Hula has been slave is never mentioned Sinai. The Kuva Psuka Nitula Hasura Kuva Utrusa, the Fulo Shmur. La Fuke la Kuse de Rochish Bapop. La Fuke la Kuse de Rochish Bapop. Because, in other words, according to Bashma from that Gemore, that according to Ule, so a damaged kidney does not make the behemoth into it. Now, the kasha against the Rambam is because the Rambam passed in Sules Aloche, Ches Minitreifes, and still he mentions he passed in Rochish Bar Pope. Rochish Bar Pope Aloche as well. Rochish Bar Pope Aloche as well. So the question is, why does he. So but the Gemara says that Ule is La Fuke La Kuse de Rochish Bar Pope. That's a difficult one. Now the Rambam, Perikim Cheshrit Aloch Beis, Perikim Cheshrit Aloch Beis, V'yeshom. Now the Rambam says as follows. Perkei milcheshchita aloch alef. Kvo be'arno bilches isurim acholeh sha'atreifu amurem b'teiru yana italomus. V'ulinem atreifu ala shidbarakosu behevi. Gein shetor fari v'chayetze behevi shovo v'adayin lemeiso.
ויהי שם חלוי מאחרים, אם יהיה להם תחושב טריף, ואין הלוך למשה מסיני, ושמידו מני טריף, אסנמו משה מסיני, ואלה, דרוסו, ניקורו, חסרו, ניטולו, פסוקו, קחורו, ניפולו ושמורו. אבל פי שכל הלוך למשה מסיני אינו, אם אין לכו בפירש בתירו לדרוסו, יחמיר בו, וכל סופי כשהסתפק בדרוסו עושה, ושאו שיבו מני טריף, אס יש בהם סביקים וטורים, כמי שיסבו העיר. נעדת רמב״ם מסבור סווינג', why does the Rambam say, V'chol sofik she'istapik mitrus osya, U'shor shivom mitreifes, Yeish bo'en sveiki mitorin. It's the same aloche. The answer is, certain things are reyeses, and we have to be reyeses, and certain things are not reyeses. Not that there is a distinction between truso and other treifes. Certain things we're not reyeses, because we put on the chazokim. But if there is a reyeses, so then, we are cheshish. In other words, if a lion entered the stable with behemoths, and then we heard that the behemoths were screaming, and then the lion walked out, and we don't see anything on the organism of the behemoth, so it's still we are cheshish. We are cheshish because that's a reyes after all. A lion entered the stable, and they were all screaming the behemoths. So it's a real say, maybe something happened. Maybe the lion did something. Was there a sum? But so it doesn't mean that truso is mocham. Because this is a situation where I have to be cheshish. But in other situations, are not a real say. Here the Rambam says, V'afal pishikul alochel meshim sinayin, hoyu vein lecho b'feirush b'teiro le truso echmir. In other words, but truso is mocham. Why should Rusa be more homo? It's the same as a treife. All right, anyway. So that's the Rambam passed for Sules Aloche, that Ches Mene Treifes. But the Gemara says that when Nule says Ches Mene Treifes, so it's Lakuse de Rochish Bapopi. So according to Nule, a damaged kidney is not a treife. But the Rambam mentions Rambam Perik Ches, Mil Cheshrit Aloch Chavov, Af Al Pi, Shakul Yeshenit Lo Yichaseiro Muteres, Inim Tzostano B'Yeseir, Ve'aktano B'Dako Ad Kofu, U'Vigaso Ad Kinef Trefe, V'Chei, Im Lokso Akuli, Im Lokso Akuli, Des Lakuse De Rochish Bar Popin, So the Rambam Paskans like Rochish Bar Popin, V'Chei Im Lokso Akuli, V'Hu Sheyase Kipso Kipsarameis Shehivish, If the kidney is damaged, and it deteriorated so much that it's like psar hamei shehivish achayomim shintechiz b'mikzosi yismasmes, that it starts falling apart, you know, it crumbles. So then v'igi achol zeh ad aloven shebisei chakul yari letov. So he paskens rochish b'apopes aloche. But the Gemara says lafuke lakuse de rochish b'apopes, lafuke lakuse de rochish b'apopes. Now, so the nitziv in his Perush HaMikdovo and Shmeis, I mean Parsha Mishpotim, so he discusses the Rambam Shite, and he gives a very good teretz on that Rambam. As a matter of fact, the Dogel Mevovo in Yodei, at the very beginning, is in Choftes, so says something very similar to what the Nitziv says. Something very similar, not exactly what the Nitziv says. Now, so he says, first of all, he has the kasha against the Rambam. The Rambam's Loshen is very strange. The Rambam's Loshen is, Vor Bialme will ich es so im Acholis, scha Trifa amur abeteiro ja nicht alamus. Will ich nehm a Trifa, wo ich lieber akkose behebe. Gehen sie tofa a Riva chayitze bim Shobo wa dein Lemes. Wa dein Lemes. So that is... Im Acholis Asura, sie discusses it. Gedalet mich was soll holz asos. So der Halloche war, der Rambam says follows. Hoichel kazayis mit sabheimo lichayo heif teirin, she nitrifu leike, she nema bus bosa baso de treifu lisechayu lakelef tashlich neize. Treifu amura beteiro, zu she tofu isechayu sayar, ki nariv inom em chayitzbe. If it was clawed, it was torn up by wild beast, vichineif she teirif, eisei eif aderis, ki neitzu chayitzbe. Vinatu yochleima she tofu iso vimiso iso. We cannot say that the Torah has referenced the case where wild beast tore up a behemoth so much that it was dead, that it killed it. We misses it. She may say in the veil, so why should the Torah say it was passed on the table as a chelo? Umali may say machnosatz mo yiko bisayo vimiso yishom ha'ari vimiso. So it's included in the love of the veil. Hoin midabe yerle v'she nitrifo, v'loi may say it's still living, but it's late alamos. V'imatrifo, shalom may say so, yochel in bozei v'gora ויגורה הגדי ברגלי ובזנו ויובוזנו ורוד הפודם ויצילו עם פיו יורסו שערי נטרף תלמוד לימה ובוסו בסוד את טריפו לסחי ולכלת השתכנה איזה עד שיצא איזה בוסו ראוי או לכלת הולמד איתו שהטריפו אמורה בתאירו היא שטורפו איזה חי אסייה ושופרו איזה בנות הולמוס ועדיין למייסו אף על פי שקידם ושוחתו קידם שטורמוס הרי זו אסור משום טריפו הויו ויאפשר שתחיה ממקו זו הבועל ממקל זו אבול. נמצא לומד, שהתאירו אוסרו המייסו ויאנבלו, ויוסרו הנטלומוס, מחמס מקיסאו, ואף על פי שעדיין לא ימייסו, והיא הטריפו. So the Lashon HaRambam is almost explicit, that there is one איסר of נבלו, that's מייסו, and there is another איסר of טריפו, נטלומוס. So it's משמה, that the נטלומוס, that is the basis of the שם טריפו. It's not just an accidental fact. It is treifo because it's a treifo, it has a certain mako. Why is it treifo? Because the wild beast tore it up and it broke it or injected its poison into the organism of the behemo so that it is natal almost. It is natal almost. So the Rambam seems to say almost explicitly that the reason as to why druso is asuro is because it's natal almost. So the natal omus is not an accidental fact, it's an Hashem, the basic fact. That's the basis of the Shem Trefo. The basis of the Shem Trefo. Now, so you ask, how about the Mandoma who says Trefo Chayo? So even without natal omus, I mean, so could there be a machlekes on such a basic aloche? I mean, it's not mistaber that there could be a machlekes on such a basic aloche. But that's one of them. All right. So, the Rambam says that how do we know that treifo is in a chayo from the posik who boso baso de treifo is a chayo? So, say, in other words, that im kein lomo nema batero vi en akosu. So he says, if it was torn up by wild beast and it became holy kelet, in other words, when it became Neitalomus, so it became holy keller, boso. So then it's loisechem. Loisechem. So the Rambam says, Nimtis loma chateros rameso veanvelo varos anekromos machmaxel varos dain loimeso. But I should dain loimeso. Viatrevo, shim shuitach vim mise, bin meso machmasasu, bin shinof lomeso, bin shachom kache meso, bin shinros tachayo, vorgoso, kachuitach vim neitalomus, bin shinofos achayo, bishop rosso, bin shinof lov nagag, bin shinof talizero, bin shinof nisrasko in loreo, bin shinof bachet, bin shinof libo, oirioso, bin shinbolo heli. Machmasatzmo, vinokaf libo, reoso, or shiba rifzalisero, vichayetzebe. Hoy, vinetolomus, mikol moknari is a treivo. Bencho yagir in bidibos of bedom, bencho yagir in shamay, in you learn about the other time for the Barakos of Bain, Shimon Tema Cain, Shimon Tema Cain, we tell us here, Alois, a Shinitri for Besad, Avon, Nitro for Behotel, we tell us here, all the Maltes, and Akos and Dabber, Bain, Vina Kosu, Shanet, Lomus, Machsamakisel, we have Shalom Lichis, Machmakazuasu, we can Omru Hachomin, Zaklau, coaching Kameo Hayo train for. So, when you have a cost of money, you have to pay for it. 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 So, from which posik he says, we say it from the posik of Bosso Basso de Trefo is a hero. That if it became Bosso Sharol Kelev, it's not a lomus, so lo is a hero. So the Nitziv raises the question, but here the Gemara says, first of all, it's a machlekes. And the Mandomar who says, the treif ain't a chaye, so he learns it out from another pasuk. From, says a chaye ashe techeilu, chaye achil shein a chaye leteichel. Why do we have to learn it out from the pasuk of says a chaye ashe techeilu? We learn, according to Rambam, we learn it out from the pasuk of boso baso de treifu lisecheilu. Es kibim shenase li boso oro li kelev, so lo isecheilu. That's one kash. That's one kash. Then of course there is the other kashe, why the Rambam mentions Rochish Bapopis Aloche when the Gemara says that Ule is Lafuke, Ule who says Chesmini Trepes is Lafuke Lukuse the Rochish Bapopis. So, and the Rambam passes Ule's din, so maybe he shouldn't pass Rochish Bapopis din. How is he Mizakish Torah to betray? That's another kashe. Then, from this Rambam it appears that the Rambam is Chelik Rashi. From Rashi we saw that Treifo Eine Chayo is only an accidental fact. But the basis is just the Halacha Mishnah Sinai, without any timing at all. But from the Rambam it appears that it's the Eine Chayo, the Neita Lomus, that is the basis of the Shem Treifo. He spells it out, explains it. Oh, that's how it appears from this Rambam. Now, then, there's another difficulty in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam distinguish between Druso and Adam? Because Druso is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Uboso Baseid saw the Treifa Lisechelo, so the judicial mikro means that if a behemoth was clawed, was torn up by wild beasts, lion, wolf, so then to such an extent that it's native almost, so it's Treifa. But then the other Treifas. So because of that, the Chachomim were more machmir, Ligabe Sofik Druso. Ten ligabe adas vekes. All right. Avo pishik wa alochal meshim sinai. Hoyu vein lochal pirit beteir ole druso hechmir bo. All right. Now. So that's another difficulty in the Rambam. Then, we have to take notice of two Rambams. The Rambam says in Perik Yud Milchas Shrita Aloch Yud Vesna Aloch Yud Gimel. Ve'ein lehesif al treifus ein lecho. That's a Gemara. That we cannot be mehesif al treifus. Ein lecho el mashem ol hachom. Ein lecho el mashem ol hachom. Not other treifus. We cannot say, if the behemoth has a cancer, we know that the behemoth that has cancer cannot survive. So that should be declared as treifus. We cannot do that. Because since the Mishnah, the Braise, did not mention it among the treifes, we cannot put it in. Ve'im lehesif al treifes eilu klal. Shekol she'ira li behemo lechayo. Oy leif. Chutz me'elu she'monu chach me'deris o'risheni. Ve'yiskimu aleyem bi'botekinim yisrael. Cancer. But we see that it cannot survive its native mammals. The behemoth has terminal cancer. So we cannot declare this treifa. Why? That since the Chachm, the Chazal, did not mention it. So it's a raya that Epsha Shetich. It's a raya that the behemoth can live. If the behemoth has cancer, we have to say that behemoth can still live. We have to need a little bit of a So we say the doctors don't know. I mean, the doctors have to know everything. So 5 years later, maybe a year later, maybe a month later, they'll discover a cure for cancer. They'll discover a cure for cancer. So he says, since it was not mentioned by the Chachomim, so Efshashetich, the Rambam says. So it's a raya bruya, that the behemoth could live, but we have to know of a cure, a certain kind of a therapy, I mean, a certain medicine. Something has to be done. Maybe surgery of a certain kind. So, something has to be done. So, but it's able to live. So in other words, so what do we see from this Rambam? From this Rambam we see that the natal longus is an essential fact. Because if the natal longus had been only an accidental fact, so why does the Rambam say, how does it know Efshashetich? That's immaterial, it's just a simen. It's an accidental fact. No. So he says, no. If it's natal omus, then it must be a treif. It must be a treif. Now, so then you'll ask a very strong kashe. So why is nitlo akloyes? Why is nitlo akloyes? Ksheiro? I mean, we know that if both kidneys are removed, it's impossible for that. So it's a raye. From this Rambam, it's a raye. Before we said, so from that it is a raye, that natal omus by itself, without an extra halacha l'mishum Sinai mentioning it as treife, so does not make the behemoth treife. But from this Rambam we see not like that. From this Rambam we see that according to the Rambam, so if there is any market that is definitely fatal, and there is no rifuye, so then it should be a treife, even though it was not mentioned halacha l'mishum Sinai. So then the question is, so nitlo akloyes, true, it was not listed in the Yutres Treifes of Halacha L'Mishum Sinai. But let it be treif anyway, because it cannot live, because of the Zeres HaKosu, who was a basode treif l'sechelu, kim shenaseh l'boso sheruya l'kelev, nitlo omus, so lo isechelu? So the answer is no. The doctors don't know, they say, because they don't know any cure, so they say, there is no cure. I mean, an intelligent doctor wouldn't even say it. He would say, we don't know of a cure. We don't know of a cure. But the Rambam is saying it. So the question is, how about nitlo akloyes? Could we say that it's impossible for a person or for a behemoth to live a normal span of life without kidneys? I mean, that's just to be makrish, you know, the senses. The answer is, according to the Rambam, that's muchach. That's muchach. That he know, according to the Rambam Shite, so there is a loche of Bosa Basode Trevel is a chelo. Like a behemoth that was torn up by wild beasts, and it's natal omus. And it was torn up in such a way that it cannot survive. With no cure in the world, can it survive? You know, there are certain sicknesses that are fatal just because we don't know of any cure. No intelligent doctor will tell you that there is no possible cure for cancer. You see, everybody is working, doing so much research. Why are they working? So why are they spending so many millions of dollars in this country? They don't want to spend money. But because they are confident and they are sure that by doing research, they'll find the cure. They'll find the cure. So Mimele, if a baby has cancer, it's not a treife, because the Xeris HaKosov was basur treife is a chilo only implies that if a baby is natal omus and it must be derech hateva, die. Biderech hateva, derech nes, or it's not chayach. But biderech hateva, it must die, and without any surgical or medicinal therapy, cure. So then it's treif. Then it's treif. But cancer? So he says, שחוץ מאילו שכל שאיר על הבאים הולכה יולאיב, חוץ מאילו שמונה חך מדירס הראשיני, והסכימה עליהם בודדנית ישראל, איפה ששתיחיה. And cancer is not just that the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara further, in the Treifes, mentions that if a behim has a very large tumor, no matter how, on the lungs, that even if it has a very large tumor on the lungs or on some other organ, so it's not a treif. It's not a treif. So it's mentioned that cancer is not a treif. So why? Because efshe shetichye, but we see it can't live, The answer is, we don't know the cure. So, but now, you know, a number of transplants were performed. As a matter of fact, in England, so a transplant was performed, of a kidney was performed, and that young boy lived for about 6 years. I mean, that's the highest. So why did he live only for 6 years? Because they didn't develop such a good transplant, you know, of an artificial kidney or a kidney or some other kidney that it should be able to survive. But if they'll develop it better, so a person and even a behemoth would be able to live a normal span of life. So that's the reason as to why a behemoth or the kidneys is not a treifa. Because in the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai it wasn't mentioned. But there is a Aloch of Bosov Asod the treifa L'Isachelo. That if it's if tov for Achayo, Achenet Alomus, so Mimele it's a treifa. So that he only applies to a case of Tofa Achayo, and there is no possible way of living, or for the behemoth to live. Even with all the therapy in the world. But if it's possible for the behemoth to live through therapy, whether it's medicinal therapy or surgical therapy, so then he doesn't come under the Gzeres HaKosuv of Bosov Asod the Treifa L'Isachim. That we have to say in the Rambam. Now, then the Rambam Halacha Yigimel says something else. V'chein elu shemonu v'omru she'im treifa. אף על פי שיירה בדרכי הרפואו שביודון שמקצוע סומנו ממיסים ויהיה אפשר שתחיה מהן אין לכל מה שמונו חכמים שנאמר על פי עתיר השיוך Some of the masculine who wrote about the rationalism of the Rambam quoted these two halachas and they used it as a source just the reverse of what the Rambam implies. In other words, they try to show from this Rambam that the Rambam was a rationalist and he was a skeptic and he did not have blind faith in Divrei Chazal. So this is how they try to show. But on the contrary, from these two Rambams, it's mashma that with all the rationalism, and not that the Rambam was not a rationalist, the Rambam was a great rationalist, and he had a high regard for the exercise of reason, of pure reason. But with all the regard that the Rambam had in pure reason, in rationalism, so his emune in Divrei Chachamim, emune pshute, was even stronger than his regard for rationalism, for pure reason. You see, in Aloch Yudveis, he says, ואין להסיף על טריפה סיילו כלל, שכל שאיר על ובאים הולך חי ולהיב, חוץ מאילו שמונו חך מדיר עשר ושני, והסכימו עליהם מבות הדינים מישראל, אפשר שתחיל. ואפילו נהיו על מדר החופו, שאין סיפה ליחייס. So he says, never mind the doctor say, it's אין סיפה ליחייס. It is אפשר שתחיל. They don't know. Even with all the doctors in the world say, he אפשר שתחיל. So we have to say, אפשר שתחיל. But they know that they can't live because they don't know the cure. This is what he says in Aloch Yedveis. In Aloch Yedveis he discusses a case of a makor that is not mentioned in the Mishnah in the Braise, es treife. So mainly it's not a treife. But the doctors say it's data loss, cancer. So then he says, never mind what the doctors say. The behemoth, even though it has cancer, it's not data loss. It is data loss because of the ignorance of the doctors. But someday we'll be able to cure the behavior of that condition. It's not a mako that must necessarily result in death. This is what he says in Aloch Yedveis. Aloch Yedgimel says, he discusses those treifes that the Mishnah mentions as treifes. Let's say nikvare, a punctured lung. So it's treif. And then he says, afal pi sheyira bidarkei rofuo, shebiyoteinu shemikzos omeinu emisi. That some of these treifes, now he doesn't say whether he has reference, whether it's nikva reya or nikva daki. What difference does it make? So let's say nikva daki. So the Mishnah mentions it, that it's a treife. But the doctor says it's neidel on the midarach of war, that the behemoth can have a perforated intestine, and a perforated stomach, first stomach, second stomach, third stomach, fourth stomach, and still it. So it's still a treife. So what would you expect the Rambam to say? Is still a treife, because never mind what the doctors say, they don't know. The Rambam doesn't say the doctors don't know. In Alochid Veis, he says, never mind what the doctors say, that with cancer we can't live. The Alocha tells us that the behavior that has cancer can live. Can live. But Alochid Gimu, he doesn't contradict the doctors. He says, "V'chineu shemonu v'omru sheim treve, aval pishayire v'dargi ofo, shevyadinu shemikzos omeinu v'misim, v'yefsha shetichye mehen, ein lecho elo ma shemonu chachom, shenema al piyati v'ashirucho." He doesn't argue with the doctors. He says, "Neidalonu v'dark, v'aval pishayire v'dargi ofo." On an empirical basis, it is determined that a behemoth that has a perforated intestine can live. A behemoth that has a perforated reye can live. Can live, but that does not change the halacha. A treife it is. Why is it a treife? Because it's halacha l'mishum Sinai declares it as a treife. The halacha l'mishum Sinai declares it as a treife. And, but, treife nechayo, that's an accidental fact. So sometimes it is so, and sometimes it is not so. And there can be a change, a shinateva also, I mean. And maybe this treifa nechayo, so we have to say, you see, there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ramban. That the Nitziv says. Now, the Ramban says that nunvov in treifes, the Chiddush Ramban. Now, I don't know whether the regular Chiddush Ramban has it, but there is a special Chiddush Ramban that was given out by Rabbi Reichman. So, special manuscript. So, that Ramban has it. So Ramban says that when we say treifo in a chayo, it means that even through medicine, it couldn't live. That's what it means. The Rambam Shitti is to the contrary. That Nitziv says. The Rambam Shitti is that when the Gemara says this accidental fact that treifo in a chayo, that it's in a chayo, it means without medicine. Let's say, if a behemoth has a perforated lung, and she's not taken to a doctor, no medical treatment is given, no operation is performed, and we allow nature to take its course, then this behemoth will not survive for more than 12 months. But if medicine is administered, if surgery is done, or just medicinal therapy is administered, so then it can live. According to the Ramban, treifo in a chayo means even with medicine. Even with medicine in a chayo. Even with medicine in a chayo. I mean, so it's much, even the Ramban will agree that treifo in a chayo means even with medicinal therapy, but it does not mean that even with surgical therapy it will not live. Because one of the treifes is Nitlo Tzumas Agidin. The Tzumas Agidin, it was cut out. Tzumas Agidin, this is the juncture of tendons that, right, it's above the heel, at the bottom, in the back, above the heel. As a matter of fact, it's called in English, in medicine, it's called Achilles tendon. The Tzumas Agidin, the juncture of tendons, above the heel, in the back, is right here. So it's called Achilles tendon. And why is it called Achilles tendon? That is from the story, the Iliad, the Greek play. So in that story, in Iliad story, so Achilles killed Hector in the Trojan War. And then, as revenge for that, so Paris killed Achilles by striking him in the Tzumas Agidin. They are in the juncture of tendons, because this is known as the most vulnerable spot in the whole leg. So in other words, if you aim at this spot, so then it's fatal. Then it's fatal. So he aimed these arrows, you know, at that spot. So that's Tzumas Agidin. So Tzumas Agidin is treif. Tzumas Agidin is treif. Now, the Ramban says that if Behemo was Nitl Tzumas Agidin, the juncture of tendons was removed, so then it cannot live. But he says, since the Gemara says that if the lower half of the leg beneath the knee was removed, so then the behemoth can live only if the upper half of the leg was removed. But if the lower leg of the, or the lower half of the leg was removed, the behemoth can live. So the Ramban says that even if at first there was nital tzumas agiri, so it cannot live, but there is a way for the behemoth to survive. If after the tzumas agirin was taken out, so you remove the whole half of the leg. The Ramban says that in Daf Ayin Vov Vichu. So then the question is, so Monefshech, so why? So he says in Ramban Shita, all the other Rishonim are chilek. So the Ramban says, everybody, all the Rishonim agree that if one cut off the whole half of the leg beneath the knee from the behemoth, so then it's kshe. It's not right. Even though it's yesh b'chol mosayim on it, because the tzumas agidin, the juncture of tendons, is right above the heel. So when you cut off the whole half of the leg, so mainly you remove the tzumas agidin as well. But then it can live. If you just remove the tzumas agidin, the juncture of the tendons, so this is a vulnerable spot, so for some reason it is fatal. But if you don't touch it here, but you remove the whole half of the leg beneath the knee, then the behemoth can live. Then the behemoth is not in nital lungs. So he says, Mimele, the Ramban says, that everybody agrees with that, that if the whole half of the leg was removed, it's not a trait. But suppose at first, one removed just the tzumas agidin from the behemoth. And then, a few hours later, or a day later, so he removed the whole half of the leg. So the Ramban says, in such a case, so the moment you remove the whole half of the leg, and then it can live, so it's not treif anymore. It's not treif anymore. And he says the same thing, ligabe, the tchu. So let's say, Nital atchul, the spleen was removed, cut out completely. It's not a treifa. But nikav atchul is a treifa. So the Ramban says, if let's say the spleen was punctured, and then someone, a doctor, removed the spleen, so that then it will become kshir again. So all the Rishonim machilek and Ramban. Once it is this treifa, how can it become kshir? But that's the Ramban shita. That's a very big chiddush. But anyway, we see from the Shittas Ramban. Now the Ramban himself says that all those treifes that are in Chayo, so even with the medicine, they could not live. They could not live. And here he says that, let's say, nikav atchul, so it cannot live. But if you perform surgery and you remove the spleen, so then it can live. And the Ramban Shita is that it becomes chayo. All right, other Rishonim achilik. But as far as this fact is concerned, they'll all agree. I mean, that if it's nikav atchul, and the tchul is there, the spleen is there, it cannot live. But the moment you remove the spleen altogether, so it can live. But the Ramban Shita is that all the treifes in the chayis, so even with medicine being administered, it cannot live. So the answer is, so we have to say, that the Ramban is chelik and the Ramban. The Ramban, the Nitziv says that in the Ramban, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says treifa in achayo, all the treifas mentioned in the Gemara, so in achayo, it's first of all, it's only an accidental fact, and even as an accidental fact, it's only if nature is allowed to take its course and no therapy is administered, so then it cannot live for more than this chedesh. But if therapy is applied, so then it can live. According to the Ramban says in so many words, that it means treifa nechayo even with all the therapy being administered. But Ramban will be made that even those treifas that are mentioned in Gemara that could not live with simple medicinal therapy, but with surgery they could live. Because the Ramban here says that if it's nikav atchul or it's nitlu tzumas agidin, so it cannot live, but if you remove the leg completely beneath the knee And or if you remove the spleen completely, so then it can live. But Ramban himself says that when Gemara says in a chayo, it means in a chayo even with medicine being applied. So the answer is the Ramban, according to Ramban, tripri is in a chayo even with medicinal therapy being administered. It's in a chayo. Not with surgical therapy, because when you apply surgery, so then you have ponim chadoshes bolika. So that then it means something else. As a matter of fact, Ramban points it out, because if you remove the spleen, then it's ponim chadoshes. Then it becomes changed completely. So then it can start living, even though originally with the punctured spleen, it couldn't live, you see. It couldn't live. So what the Rambam shita is that, so from the Rambam, in Aloch Yad Gimel, when he says, V'chineilu shemono vomru shein ritreifo, afo pi shegirev da'ak yofu, shev yodin shem tzosom elim nisim, v'efshe shetich yemeen, ein luchol ma shemono chachomim, shal pfiya sheyerucho. So he doesn't argue with the doctors. They might be right, the doctors, that let's say with a perforated intestine or even a perforated lung, the behemoth could live. The behemoth could live. But still, it is a treife. Because, so the Nitziv says, according to the Rambam, there are two alochas. There are two alochas of treife. One alocha of treife is based upon the alocha of Meshim Sinai. The Yutres treifes. Yutres treifes. The alocha of Meshim Sinai. Or the Shemino treifes. Nikuva is the same thing. It's a question of classification. So the Shemino treifes, the Yutres treifes. So that's based upon the alocha of Meshim Sinai. And even though we pass them like treifo, in a chayot, that's only an accidental fact. That's only a simen. That's only a simen. And the simen is only if it doesn't live without any therapy being administered. But with therapy being administered, so there is no semen either. But that's only an accidental fact. But as long as a certain treife was mentioned, Aloch HaMeshim Sinai, so it's a treife period. Whether it can live or it cannot live, and even if it will be nishtane ateva, there will still be treife. Let's say, suppose we say that there has been a nishtane ateva. There has been a nishtane ateva. And Bisman Chazal, so a behemoth with a perforated lung couldn't live. Now a behemoth can live. I don't think that's very likely that there has been a Shina Teva in such a short time. But suppose we say that there was been a Shina Teva. So still that treif is today, assuming that there has been a Shina Teva. And now the Teva is that a behemoth could live with a perforated lung. But a behemoth that has a perforated lung is treif just the same, because of the Gzeres HaKosu, of Treife, of the Aloch HaMeshim Sinai, of the Yitres Treifes. But then there is another Gzeres HaKosu, of Boso Baso de Treife Lisechelo, Kibu Shetol for Chayom, that it became an Eitol Amus. So it's a Treife even without the Aloch HaMeshim Sinai, declaring it a Treife. And, you know, the Rambam has an extra Treife that the Gemara doesn't spell out explicitly. And that is, Nital Lechio Elin, if the upper jaw was completely removed. The upper jaw was completely removed. So that means, that everything is exposed. The lungs, everything, the bronchi, everything is exposed. So then it's treife. Now the Mishnah says, Nita lechi atachte is kshel. If the lower jaw was removed from the behemo, so it's kshel. But it doesn't say anything about Nita lechi eli. But the Rambam says, the Rambam is midayik. Since the Mishnah says, the next Mishnah says, Nitalechi Elyin Sheiro, so it does implies that Nitalechi Atachtei, literally, since it says Nitalechi Atachtei Sheiro, so it implies Nitalechi Elyin is treif. So the Chachmelunil inquired of the Rambam, Eilichol Lehesif, the Gemara says, Eilichol Lehesif al treif, Shemon Chachomim, the Rambam also passes. So how come that the Rambam mentions a new treif, and the tool is masik on the Rambam, because Eilichol Lehesif al Mashemon Chachomim. So the Rambam says, it's a very good question, but he thought a lot about it, and then he came to the conclusion that when the Mishnah says, Nitalechi Elyin is Ksheiro, why does it say, Nitalechi Atachten is Ksheiro? Why does it say, Nitalechi Atachten is Ksheiro? Thus implying that Nitalechi Elyin is Treifo. He says, and how could we say that it's not Treifo? He says, it would be impossible for the brain to function very long, and for the breathing to continue for a substantial time, if everything is exposed. So then the breathing will be interfered by the elements of nature, will interfere every minute with the breathing, if it's nitla chiveri, if the upper jaw is moved. So it couldn't live very long, only for a short time. So meila in choneite lomus yeisamizmi. This is what the Rambam says. So the Nitziv says, in his perusham, and the posik, of course, Masoret Reivu is Reivu. According to Rambam, there are two halachas of Reivu. There is one Reivu that is grounded in halacha Mishnah Sinai. So all the Yotres Reivus are Reivus because they are Reivus, the halacha Mishnah Sinai, the Reivu. How about the Mandoma who says Reivu Chayo? So it's a Reivu because it's a Reivu. So even the Mandoma who says Reivu in a Chayo, so it's an accidental fact. And even that accidental fact, it only means without therapy, but with therapy, it could live. But anyway, it's only a simen. It has nothing to do with the Shem Treif, whether it can live or it can. And suppose there is a Shinu Ateva, it will still be a Treif. It will still be a Treif. This is one aloha of Treifus. And then there is a Sakoso. Bosa Basole Treifus is a Chilo Kibi Shetor for Chayo. Vinaso Nitalomus. So it is a treife. But in order to be that kind of a treife, and machmas exeras akosuf, so then it must be afflicted with such a chayli that there is no possible cure, not through medicine and not through surgery. So the reason now that you'll ask a question, so why is nitlo hakloye is sheiro? True, it is not listed in the Yutres treifes or Ochel Mishim Sinai. Nitla Kloyes is not mentioned, but there is another aloha of Treife, of Bosa Basole Treife Lizachelu, Kimshi Neitel Omus. The answer is, as far as the aloha Lemishim, the Treife of aloha Lemishim Sinai is concerned, as far as the Treife of aloha Lemishim Sinai is concerned, so they must, so whether it can live or it cannot live, so is it Treife anyway? So, but the Mandoma who says Treifa Chayo, so it's only an accidental fact. And it only means without therapy. With therapy, it can live even according to Mandoma, Treifa Ein Chayo. Treifa Ein Chayo. But it's only an accidental fact. But then there is another aloche of Treifa Machmas Nitalomus. So when is it considered as a Treifa Machmas Nitalomus if she has a make for which is necessarily fatal? And for which there is no possibility of a cure. So according to the Rambam, what is that? That is nitl acheli. But let's say nitl akloyes, there is a possibility of a cure. You ask me, I'm not a doctor, but I can visualize that someday there will be a certain kind of a transplant, an artificial transplant. Not an artificial transplant. Maybe a plastic kidney. They'll develop an artificial transplant of a plastic kidney, whereby the behemoth will be able to live the normal span of life. So since theoretically cure is possible, so it doesn't come under the zakosu for posa basole treifo lizachelo. And as far as the other shem treifo that is grounded in the aloha lemishim sinai is concerned, so it is not mentioned in the aloha lemishim sinai. So this is what the tzif says. So the tzif's teretz is there is no difficulty in the Rambam. Here the Gemara says, "Ches min treifes nevo mishim sinai." Nikuvo psuko nitulo chasuro kuo utruso nifulo ushuro leafuke lakuse dirochish barpope. So it's lafuke. So the Rambam will explain. The Gemara doesn't mean that ule is chelik arochish barpope. Ule is not chelik arochish barpope, but you see, ule mentions the treifes that are grounded aloch lemishim sinai, not because of the natal omus. And the other treifes, whether it will live or it will not live, and according to the Rambam, they can live with therapy. And without therapy, so according to the Psak Rambam, they could not live. But that's an accidental fact. And according to the Yamshel Shleime, and according to the Miri, one wash in the Miri, so it only means rough treifes in a chayes, but mius treifes could live even without any therapy. I mean, it's only an accidental fact. It's not an essential fact. But so here there are treifes, the yutres treifes, the chesmine treifes are treifes because of aloch lemishim sinai. La'afuke la'akuse l'rochish ba'apope. That was not included in the yutres treifes of the aloch lemishim sinai. In the yutres treifes of the aloch lemishim sinai. But there it is a treife because there is no cure. In other words, the Rambam mentions, in other words, if it is so deteriorated that it keeps on falling apart, you know, like bosar ha'meis, it crumbles like bosar ha'meis. If it deteriorated to such an extent, then it's already in Nitalomus. then it's a terminal disease. And it's not almost, and there is no possibility of a cure. Except b'derech nes, all right, everything is possible. But b'derech hateva, it's not possible for this kind of a diseased person to live. So mimele, it's also treife, but it's lafuke, it's a treife for a different reason, you see. It's a treife for a different reason. And if there will be, let's say, a shina hateva, suppose in the course of years, there will be a shina hateva, and they damage kidney even to the extent that it crumbles. So who will be able to live if there will be a shina hateva? I don't think that there will be. But suppose there will be a shina hateva, so then, la kusa de rochis bapopi will not be a treife. But the other treifes, the utres treifes, will be a treife even if there will be a shina hateva. So it's two separate halachas. As a matter of fact, the double mavovo on your day says something similar. Okay. Tachnum gimon ledalev la fuke la kuse de rochi bachom. La fuke la kuse de rochi bachom. Rochi bachom. So, everybody raises the question against the Rambam, because the Rambam paskens ules memre of chesmen et reifes, and at the same time, he mentions the din of rochish bapok. So, the Hamigdovo, the Nitziv, he gives a teretz, which is really mentioned, not exactly the same words, by the Dogel Mavov, under the Anil Chesreifes. The Nitziv says that according to the Rambam, there are two halachas of treifes. There is one halacha of treife that is grounded in halacha l'mishim sinai. Halacha l'mishim sinai. And that's the yutches treifes, ches treifes. I mean, it's a matter of classification. So these are treifes not because they are in chai. The best chai is, how about the Mandoma who says, the treife is chai. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the treifo is chayo. So it's not the inachayo that gives it a shem treifo, but the fact that Alochel Mishmi Sinai, that these makis give it a shem treifo. So even the Mandoma who says treifo inachayo, so it's only a simen. And according to the Rambam, the Nitziv points out what does it mean treifo inachayo. In other words, if the behemoth is not given any medicine, no treatment is administered to the behemoth. And nature is allowed to take its course. So then, without any therapy, the fact is that treifo is in a chayo. But that's only a simen. It's not the shem treifo that it's not the in a chayo that makes it into a treifo. And then there is another example of kosuf. Of course, I saw the treifo is a chelu. In other words, if it is neitalomus, it's also a treifo. So without halachah mishum sinai. But of course, the Gemara says a misifin al atreifus, in lecholayis al atreifus, because how could anybody know what makir is neitalomus to such an extent that there couldn't even be a cure? How could anybody know? So that too is declared by Halacha Meshim Sinai. So now the Shita Rambam is the Rambam mentions besides the treifes that are mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah and the Braise. So the Rambam mentions Nitalechi Elyon. And the Chachmelunin inquired of the Rambam, but he's massive about treifes. So he says, the reason as to why he mentioned the treife, because it's Nidalonu, that if the Lechi Elyon is removed, so it's impossible for the behemoth to live. Because then the lungs will be exposed and the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing of the behemoth if the lechi elyon is removed. So the mele, it comes within the aloche, kol shein komeo chayo is treifo. Kol shein komeo chayo is treifo. So what does it mean? It means, now, but he is not meisi for atreifes. Because the fact that the Mishnah, the second Mishnah says, Nidlech Yatachting Sheiro, So if the kavone of the Mishnah had been that neither lechi doesn't make it reifo, so why does the Mishnah have to emphasize nita lechi atachte? Kshero, nita lechi, bein elyin bein dachte. Why does the Mishnah say nita lechi atachte? Thus implying that only lechi nita lechi atachte is not reifo, but nita lechi elyin is reifo. So mele is not meisif al atreifis of the Chazal. But Nitziv says that it's a separate aloch. You see, this is not grounded in the aloch of the Mishnah Sinai. Of course, this was also the fact that the Mishnah mentions nitalechi hatachting sheiro, thus implying lechi elyein is treifo. So that too is mentioned to the Mishnah Sinai. But this aloch of the Mishnah Sinai is only declaratory of the Nitzias, that it's an eitel omus, that if it's nitalechi elyein, then the behemah is nitel omus, and there is no possible cure b'derech hatera. But so the aloch lemesh misina here is just declaratory of the mitzias, mashenki the other treifes. So without recourse to the mitzias of neidalomus, it's a treifo because of the aloch lemesh misina, and the inechayo is only a sin. All right. So memele, the Rambam is not difficult. True that the Gemara says, but according to the Rambam, the Nitziv says, it doesn't mean that Ule is chilek and Rochish bar Popes din. No, in other words, he agrees with Rochish bar Popes din, but it's a different trait. Rochish bar Pope, Lakuse de Rochish bar Pope is trait because of Nidal Omos. In other words, if the kidney is so diseased and damaged that it crumbles and that it falls apart, it breaks off, pieces of the kidney break off, so then it is a treife, and because of netalomus, not because of the aloch lemeshu sinai. But of course, this itself, we wouldn't know if it hadn't been nema lemeshu sinai. But it's a treife because of the aloch of netalomus. So that's what the Gemara means. So that's not treive because of Moshe Misinai. That's a treive because of Nidalomus. Because of Zakosu, Bosa Baso de Treivel is a Halo. Kim Shenase, who you can have. Yes, what is it? What? Of course, I mean, because otherwise, how would we know whether a certain behemoth, I mean, the biggest doctor, even today, where medicine has progressed for so many centuries. So a doctor doesn't know whether there is a cure for this disease or that disease. He only knows whether he knows of a cure, whether doctors today know of a cure. But whether it's possible to have a cure for a certain disease or not, no human being could know. So in other words, so this aloche that now the Rambam felt, because of his chokhmah, his knowledge in chokhmah sa'ofuo, that if it's nit lecha elyein, so there couldn't even be any cure if it's nit lecha elyein. But he wouldn't have mentioned that aloche if he wasn't mitayik from the Loshna Mishne, nit lecha atachten sheiro. Why does the Mishne emphasize nit lecha atachten sheiro? Why doesn't it say nit lecha sheiro? The answer is only. So here the Mishnah implies and that only like nitlechi atachten is ksheiro, but lechi elyein is treifo. But why isn't it mentioned in the first Mishnah? Because it's two separate aloches of treifos. What? If it will be Nishtana Ateva, on the contrary, you see, those, the treifes, the Yutres treifes, which are treifes because of the Aloch Lemeshi Misinai, and they are treifes even according to the Mandor Maru says, the treifes is chayes, they are still treifes, so that the Shem treifo is based upon Aloch Lemeshi Misinai. So even if it will be Nishtana Ateva, and all the treifes of the Mishne will be able to live, so there will still be a treifo. Mashenke nitlechi elyein, on the contrary, nitlechi elyein is not grounded in the aloch lemeshi misinai. But the Aloch Lemesh Messinai only told us that it's evil almost, it's not almost. But if it'll be Nishtana Teva, so then it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a treifa. But I don't think that it will be Nishtana Teva. It's not such a simple thing, Nishtana Teva. So Memele, on the contrary, he vis-a-vis that the Yutres treifes, even if it will be Nishtana Teva, even if it will be Nishtana Teva, so it will still be Asur. But vis-a-vis Nitlech Ehelye, which is not based upon the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, but upon the fact of Nitel Omus, and the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai only told us the Mitzias. But if it will be Nishtana Teva, it will not be Nitel Omus, so then it will not be a Trefo. But I don't think that it will ever be Nishtana Teva. So the Rambam says that even with Mesa Mashiach, the Teva will not be Nishtana, the Teva will remain the same. So Mimele, why should we say that by that in connection with Nitlech Elie, it will ever be Nishtana Teva? But if it will be, so in Echaname. So Nitlech Elie, according to the Rambam, will not be a trade. Now, this is what Netziv says in the Rambam, but the main idea is mentioned by the Dogum of Olam. Simon Choftes, turn to the Yodei, Simon Choftes, Nedogu Moro. Bechum dafim gim lo maru leshmeine treifes nemo meishe mesinai. Vilo, vilecheire lo mo hutzrach duso lo ima aloche lo meishe, ale mifurish beteiro. So, shmeine treifes nemo meishe mesinai. So what's the shmeine treifes? One is druso. But the question is, why did Aloch L'Mishim Sinai have to mention to spell out Druso? Druso is spelled out in the Torah. Uboso baso de trevo is a chelo. How does the Rambam say, what does it mean? Shetor fari, it was torn up. It was clawed by an ari. So then, lo is a chelo. So why was it necessary for Aloch L'Mishim Sinai? V'lechir lomo hutzrach Druso, lei ma Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, halei mifurash batero. Uvidake meishe hirgish bazeh. Vinitrak, oit koshali al kulon, lomo hutzrach la aloch le meishe, val iksiv zeis achayo, sheino chayo loy teche, vim kein dobo ze, ma sheino yechilo lichyeis, hoyo yochel meishe rabbeinu leida bechoch vasatev. So, what kind of a kasha is this? I mean,